the city was holding its breath this morning. A Sunday before a long weekend, and Cordoba was doing that thing it does where the streets go quiet, and you'd swear the whole place was taking a nap. I woke up late, which never happens, and the flat felt colder than usual. The radiators click on around 6, but by 9 the warmth has already leaked out through the old windows. I pulled on my thickest sweater and stood at the window for a while, watching the light come up over the rooftops of Nueva Cordoba. I've been here 9 days now, and I'm starting to notice the small rhythms. The way the bakery on the corner runs out of Media Luna's by 10. The groups of students who appear on Rondo Street around midnight, even on cold nights. The particular quiet of a Sunday, when the whole city seems to exhale. Today was different though. Tomorrow is the 17th, which is the Paso a la Inmortalidad del General José de San Martín, and it feels like everyone is already in holiday mode. I checked my phone and saw the weather app saying overcast, 6 to 19 degrees. Not bad for August. The light was soft and gray, the kind of light that makes everything look like a photograph. I decided to walk. That's the thing about Cordoba, you can just walk and keep finding things. I started down toward the centro, past the closed shops and the empty streets. A few cafes were open, and I could smell the coffee from the doorways. I stopped at a counter place I'd noticed the other day and ordered a cordero. It set me back about 5,000 pesos, which sounds like a lot until you remember that's around 5 US dollars. The exchange rate is still a wild thing to hold in your head. I sat by the window and watched a man across the street sweep the pavement outside his shop. Even though it was spotless, there's a certain stubbornness to the way people keep things going here. The Manzana Jesuitica was quiet in a way I hadn't seen it before. No tour groups, no students cutting through on their way to class, just the old stones and the cool air. I sat on a bench in Plaza San Martin and watched the pigeons doing their slow circuit. The cathedral was closed, which was fine. I wasn't there to go inside. I was there to feel the weight of the place, the 400 years of it. You know, Cordoba was founded in 1573, and the university here is the oldest in the country, from 1613. When you sit in that plaza and think about all the generations that have crossed it, the whole idea of your own small timeline becomes a bit less heavy. I thought about Che Guevara, whose family moved to Alta Gracia in the 30s for the dry climate. His story has been tugging at me since I got here, and I keep meaning to make the trip out to the museum. It's only about an hour away, and with the holiday tomorrow, it might be the perfect time. But today felt like a day for doing nothing much at all, and I didn't want to force it. Sometimes the best thing you can do in a place is just let it be quiet. By noon I had drifted over to Guimes, which on a Sunday is the one part of the city that refuses to sleep. The Feria de las Pulgas along Calle Belgrano comes to life, and the antique dealers lay out there wears like it's a competition. I wandered past old typewriters and silver mate sets and stacks of vinyl records that someone's grandfather had clearly spent his life collecting. I didn't buy anything, but I touch things. That's what I do. I run my fingers over the surfaces of objects that have lived longer than I have. I was starting to get hungry, and I knew exactly what I wanted. I found a place I'd had my eye on for a while, a corner spot with a charcoal grill visible from the street. The Lomito is the pride of Cordoba, and I ordered one, along with a local beer. The sandwich came on a soft bun, stacked with beef, ham, egg and cheese, with a smear of chimichurri on the side. It was about 15,000 pesos, which is roughly $16, and worth every peso. I ate it slowly, leaning against the counter, watching the cook move between the grill and the cutting board with the confidence of someone who has made 1,000 of these. The beer was about 2,000 pesos, around $2, and it was the coldest thing I'd tasted all week. After lunch, I wandered down to the Paseo de las Artes, where the last few stalls were packing up for the day. A street musician was playing a guitar, softly, something that sounded like a zamba, the folk rhythm that runs through this part of Argentina. He wasn't busking for anything, just playing to the empty square. I stood there for a while and listened. That's another thing about Sundays here. People do things for no other reason than they feel like it. I thought about the Penis I've been to, the folk music clubs where people sing and play until the early hours. The winter here pushes people indoors, and indoors is where the music lives. I walked back toward Nueva Córdoba as the afternoon started to gray out. The sun had never really made an appearance, and the chill was settling back in. I stopped at Cherry Season for coffee, because I've learned that the specialty spots here are a proper refuge. A cappuccino set me back around 5,000 pesos again, and I sat in the window and watched the street for a while. The barista was steaming milk, and someone was typing on a laptop in the corner, the soft click of keys like a heartbeat. I checked my notes for the journey ahead, the slow road north to the Calchaquí Valleys. I've been reading about the wines there, the altitude vineyards, the tiny towns that hang on the edge of the mountains. It feels like the right next step after this city. I've been thinking a lot about cost while I've been here. The rent on my flat in Nueva Córdoba is around 620,000 pesos a month, which is about $680, and it's a modest one-bedroom place. A mid-range dinner is around 15,000 pesos, and you can get a decent set lunch for about 23,000, which sounds backwards until you realize the set lunch includes a drink and is often the best deal in town. The bus fare is about 1,250 pesos, which is nearly nothing in dollar terms. The advice I keep giving myself, and I'll pass it on to you, is to think in the local currency and not constantly convert. Your wallet will feel the difference, and your head will be clearer for it. This evening, I went back to a place I've come to think of as my local, Standard 69 in the center, the same spot I've ended up at a few times now. The room was warm and the light was low, and I ordered a lomito because I couldn't think of a better way to spend the night before a holiday. The cook recognized me and nodded. That small thing, being remembered, it makes a place feel like a home. I ate slowly and watched the people around me, families and couples, and a few solo diners like me, all of us holding on to the last of the weekend. There's something about the eve of a public holiday in Argentina that feels charged, even when nothing is happening. Tomorrow the banks and the post offices and the museums will be shut, and the city will be even quieter than today. It's a day for being a local, for doing the simple things. I think I'll take the bus out toward the Sierras again, or maybe just stay in and read. There's no pressure to do anything, and that's the point. I walked home through the empty streets, and the air was sharp and cold. The stars were starting to come out, and I could see my breath in the light of the street lamps. Córdoba on a winter night has a particular beauty, the kind that doesn't announce itself. It just waits there, in the quiet, for anyone who's paying attention. I let myself into the flat, made a cup of tea, and sat by the window for a while. Tomorrow is a day of rest. I think I'm ready for it. Everything I've talked about today, the cafes, the food, the practical stuff about getting around, and what things cost, is all in the episode notes, along with a few things I didn't get to mention. I'll be back after the holiday with the next step of the journey north. Hasta pronto.